That's fine, that's great. But if you really want to see how some animals will stack up against fire, this will show you a lot, and it'll teach you to visualize what they're talking about automatically. Because I'm going to show you some little things that will happen.
So now you've said that this saddle was 2140, he was 3 lengths behind, so he ran it in 22 and 1, right? Or 22 even, actually, didn't he? Is that right? When you gave me the arterial?
2 and 1.
Yeah, he's 2 and a half.
So actually, you're going to have to give him, again.
He's a length and a half off par. Better
than you're going to have him for a length of. So I'm going to put in some arbitrary figures. I'm not going to have you give me a length and a half and all that stuff. But I'm going to say, you know, like, 5940. Now, the same horse that was there, supposing he did this, you might find that although that he overtook the fractionary and fell off badly here. And you do this for all the horses that you're going to put up against this par. It's going to give you a standout impression of maybe one horse. None of these horses may have come to a par fraction, but one horse. One horse may have made an outstanding move in that whole race. Or one of them might have been, like, outstanding here. Or if you want to take the horse around 21-3, you're making over par, put it in. You're going to say, hey, now you match up that entire race by this standard of all the horses that are competing in it. See where I'm leading you?
That would mean there's going to be a serious challenge at each call.
Yeah, you're saying, where's the challenge? And does the horse that makes this challenge, where was he here and where was he here? He only made a one challenge against par. He was above par in one place. This one might have been above par in one place. Now you're looking for a horse who's closest to par in all three places who can handle the entire pace of the race. But it will sure throw out some horses that you might be leading in. Now, he's not having that trouble. He's looking for his results chart. He's not having that trouble. Maybe you are. Maybe, I don't mean you as... I mean, rhetorically, could be anybody. Somebody might be having trouble. When you visualize these horses against par as opposed to what they're running, you see, then you can really see where they stack up. And that is the way I use the twin class thing. Then I can see the horse that really is competitive with par, and using the same end result that he was describing.
There is one program by Dick Mitchell where he
used a dirty word.
Yeah, all 100%. There are sometimes horses pace 100. You can see at once this is the best horse. I mean, he uses maybe different thing like you, but it's the same.
Probably not too different.
Yeah, I have the program. Sometimes I see there but one horse in every pace. It's 100. It means he has the best pace in all three.
How he weights it by 100 to 60, scale 100 to 60.
Yeah.
Do you think this method would be good to replace what I'm doing now? And that's where I figure the from each horse's pace line, I put the top one across there. That's the maximum possible
pace. That's contenders again.
Well, I do that. Right.
Yeah, but I mean that's what
I've always done that.
You're pretty bright. Don't think good thing you didn't copyright it, I would have stolen it, hadn't it?
No, but I mean, it does that much good. This looks like it might be more realistic.
Well, it's very realistic, and Jay, I want to make sure I want you to, of all people, to understand the effectiveness of this. Are you with it now?
No, I'm lost, and I don't want to take the class time.
Well, I want to take the class time, because if you're honest enough to say you're lost, there are 8 liars in here who are going to wake up you.
Right? I hope so, yeah.
All right, let's do it then. Let's do it, and let's do it from the top. You're doing right, Jay. There's no... The one who admits the problem is the one who's going to help everybody else out because. Now, let's all then write down a scenario. We'll write down a scenario so we have the same figures when we're through. Let's take 3 horses. All right, you're looking in the form now. Have you got a form with you, Jay?
Yep.
Good. Get a 6-furlong race, and you get it at somewhere around 40,000 or higher, because otherwise you're going to come up with fractions that are faster than par, and it's going to be beatable. We just have one par.
You want a claiming versus an allowance? Or?
Oh, I don't care. High, it's got to be 40,000 claiming or better, because it's got to have, the times have got to be better than this par. Or not as good as this par.
How about the fifth race? Six furlongs, non-winners of three?
Okay, give me a horse that looks pretty good in there.
Poke here, well,
okay.
No.
Grass race.
All right, poke
that's
here
a grass race. He's going off of that. Okay, how about our lordship?
That sounds good.
Yeah, he's good.
What is, what's his first fraction?
21-2.
What? Well, how is he beating?
He's leading.
21-2. That's marvelous. All right, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. What is 21? Somebody give me, come on, feet per second, quick. Dick, where are you when we need you? 13. 20 divided by 21.4. Don't do it. Let someone else. Huh?
61-62.
Okay. Let's say one thing here. You have, you see what we just did? We had to put in his time because he was faster than four. Now give me the second.
64-17 in mind. The first one.
What's his fraction? I'm putting it in.
44-3. He was leading by one.
44-3 is 59-19. What's the first fraction? 20 left?
21-2.
The second fraction was 21-2?
No.
First
fraction was 21-2. The second call was 44-3.
That's 59-19.
That's the third fraction.
You're right. Give me 20. Was he still leading?
56-89
for the second one.
56-89. What was his final fraction? The horse's final fraction.
Well, see, it's 109-2 minus 44-3, so.
We have to do it by hand, so we need 24-8.
That's 24-4. That's
53-22. That's 24-4. 53-22? Well, I'll tell you, folks.
That horse ran quite a race.
I'll take that horse. That horse ran. I'm not sure of that. I go for this. But I think your numbers are off here.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong. I think this horse ran well above par. Okay. This is not. This has got to be closer to 58.
I would just put your face through that.
Yeah. If you want to do that, we'd be fine.
21-2. 44-2. 44-2.
24. That's second goal.
That's second figure.
44-3.
What's the second figure?
59-19.
All right, Jay. Now you see what's happened here. You just discovered that that horse is well above the $40,000 par.
Yeah.
Now give me. Go to a little lower class racing field. We got one there, and we say, wow, we. And if he's above par, you just put the figures in as they are.
Who's working out racing?
Where were you when you needed to? Maybe get a phase three program. They give us some numbers.
All right.
Well, they're not quite the same when you do it without 50%. Got one in there, Jason, closer to the $40,000 level?
Yeah, here's one for 32. Six
okay,
and
great.
It's six and a half, really. You want six exactly, don't you?
Well, it'd be nice if
you
could convert.
Here's a little mate.
59-19 if you're in the middle of that.
There's a man that sounded very, very intelligent.
Right. The horse ran a 23-1 second quarter.
Uh-huh. What is it?
56-89?
Yeah.
Whoever had that up first.
That's what I gave him.
You boggled me. Because that overall figure of 61-68, and if it's 59-something, 53, I mean, you're in the horse of California that's going to be close to it.
There ain't no 59-19 on you. What happened was, he said, he was a second call.
What happened here then, Jay, in relative to par is that your horse, relative to par, was way over par here, relaxed here, which you'll have very frequently when they're got that big of a lead, and then when challenge came on without any difficulty, had no difficulty, whatever the challenge was. We have to know because we don't have the horse under him. But relative to par, the horse had no difficulty.
Yeah, let me add one thing, and that is par. The first one being par, the second one should be adjusted.
Oh yeah,
that's
yeah.
an unadjusted raw number there.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
These have to be when you're in the final analysis. You're talking about adjusted numbers, but getting the point across will be satisfactory for this afternoon, I think.
Well, if you were, you know.
Did you run these?
Huh? What, Jay?
Did you run these through any special program, or did you just look them up on the quick reference chart?
No, they ran. Somebody was running them through.
What?
Just divided 1320
by 81.4. Divided 1320 by 23.
Okay, just straight math on the calculator.
Right.
All
right.
And with your beaten length, but there weren't anywhere. They didn't
know. Yeah, well, he was on the lead. Yeah.
Okay, now give us another horse. This horse, obviously, the reason he's under par for the second fraction, which is not really a par, it's an extrapolated.
Yeah, speaking of that second fraction, the 5689, Doc, now, if you look at the third fraction, we give the horse credit for the 5322, which is above par, right?
Uh-huh.
What I'm saying is that if we look at the second, if we look where he was on the first fraction, so we figure on the second fraction, because of the lead, he had a breather, and that's why he was able to exceed par on the third fraction. We still give it credit for that?
What you know is if he'd been, this might not have happened. He would.
True.
It's telling you a story.
You can give him credit against par.
And you got the story right.
Give him credit against par, but until you put another contender in there, you've got to be careful to make any conclusions.
Yeah.
Because if your next contender goes 61-40, 58 or 61-40, 57-30, this horse all of a sudden dissolves in terms of looking so good against par.
And it's also telling you you're looking for a horse in this race who can press this horse and tends to relax.
Exactly.
That's that par. Yeah. Telling you a lot of things. If you take Quinn's concepts and put them to our method, you learn more about Quinn's concepts than Quinn's concepts. He says, hey, you guys got a way of looking at this. That's far greater perspective. But he knows this. Don't think he doesn't know it. He's not going to try to convey this to the thousands of people who read the book. He's got to give them something simplistic and universal.
He wants to write another book.
He's got three of them already.
You got a 22-1 coming up.
Another race. Oh, we got another horse we're going to put in here as soon as he gets it to us.
Okay, 22.
This horse ran at 22?
Yeah, the first quarter.
He ran at 22.
Okay. Okay, he's behind three lengths.
At the first quarter?
Yes.
Oh, well, we got it. Okay, what's...
Then the second fraction?
Hold up, but boy, I got to have somebody compile this for me. 22 behind three lengths.
55.93.
No, that's not right. I don't know what's right, but I know what's not right. Okay, now,
congratulating second fraction.
23 and 3 is the time he was behind four lengths.
So he lost a length?
Yes.
Okay. You want to do it the easy way, 23 and 3 behind four, that's all right. Don't have to be that precise in this.
What are you putting in here? Is this our grade five?
Pardon me?
5.46. Did I do that right? I did 23.4 for the second quarter.
That's
am I right?
Close enough.
I don't know.
I'm just picking them arbitrarily out of the
city. Okay, give me a final fraction. If we have to change that, you tell me we have to change. I'm rounding it off.
That's so strange.
This horse isn't doing too well so far.
No, he is not.
What's the final fraction?
Final fraction is 25.4.
Oh my goodness.
51.16.
Okay, now that ought to tell you a little something. If you wouldn't have put that horse in the race. That's a one already, Jimmy says, that James says. Because look at
see that was the same kind of action.
This horse has not been challenged in any way. This horse got a few lengths behind him at the beginning and looked like he was, you know, so far. But man, he fell completely apart. But you see what this can do for you? These are extreme cases, Jay, but you see what you're seeing here? Relative to par, this horse belongs at $10,000 or something.
Okay, how do you tie that back to the GQ scale then? You can visualize his deceleration, but I don't understand. Okay,
all right, well, give me another horse. Let's find a horse better than this. So far, this horse hasn't had any trouble. It's a one.
Put a real horse in, because you got one real horse and you got one that was drawn out of the...
out of a maiden claiming, right? Sure, because we're hurting for...
No, you got a race right in front of you. You gave one horse in here. That was our lordship.
Right.
Give him Lucky Macedato.
Yeah. All right, Lucky Macedato. 21-2.
And he's hold it a second. 21-2 behind what?
Behind one half length.
21-2 behind a half. This horse...
Behind
a half?
Yes.
61-30,
60-40,
we'll round
that
up.
Okay. All right, now somebody's pressing our A horse.
The second fraction is 23-1, and he's behind one.
56-65.
You better have a good third fraction.
Fraction is 24-4. Now, when you look at that, is that the final beaten links on the running line corresponding it?
Yes.
3.5. He's beaten 3.5. 24-4 is the final fraction, and he's beaten 3.5.
25-2, just 5. 17 is close enough. The point is made already
in
the second
ball. Yeah. Would you come up with Tom?
I just stopped. I didn't put the last half in, but I came up with what, 52-7 games?
Yeah.
I said I didn't put the last half length in. The point's made at the end of the half.
Can't you take the face lines out from the
face? Course is a 1-1-1. Phase 3, right?
Face lines against par and just grab
in.
Yeah,
he'd be a 1-1. Plus A would be a 1-1-1.
Hey, however you do it, whatever. Pragmatic way you find best, so long as you've got a face line faced up there that represents par for this, now you start putting anybody under that. But you've got to, when you say beaten lengths, it's going to ask you beaten lengths,
oh, yeah.
You've got to put it in against these figures. You got that, Jay? Why are we leaving that? When you say beaten lengths,
yeah.
If he's beaten 7 to 22, you know, he's beaten 2 at 23. You know, so it's got to be what he's beaten by on a 22 face.
Okay, where he is in relation to?
To the par base. So what you've done here now, and this may seem simplistic to you advanced people like Tommy, but to some people it's the eye-opener. I mean, I know for a fact there are people who put this horse in the race, and some of them might even bet on.
Oops.
Why? Because maybe he won a race at $12,000 and he did step up today, my God. He stepped up once from 5. Okay. Dirk Paradise. He stepped up. He's a fast stepping horse. He won that race by daylight. Why not put him in? Now you see the difference between people who observe the racing form empirically, just looking at the numbers, and those who do deep statistical research in the value of those empirical numbers.
Well, Hamilton says you might bet the second one if he's a big opener.
That's what Mitchell says. He gets that program. He says, yeah,
it's an overland.
We'll call this horse Dick. Okay. Give me one more. Now let's get some competition.
Tommy the Hawk.
You've made a point here. You might have a 2 if you go to look on the television. But the most you can get out of a 2 is there's probably still a 1, but would you go for a 2 possibly?
Yeah, but he's got that big last fraction.
He's coming up.
Doc, that B horse there. That's okay. That's the type of horse that Jim Bradshaw says, just don't forget why you put him in there.
Yeah.
No problem. It's just, you know, you want to get maybe a little...
No problem for you, because you're an advanced user. But I can show you 500 people, like, well, 300 I can produce, who would have a problem unless they did this. The first place, they don't know what par is. So I know some people, certainly not very new with the methodology, who would say that horse is running too fast. This was about right.
I don't want it when I run too fast.
Is anybody, you want to make up one, but
I've got my own right now, but I've got to convert it to 7-6.
Okay.
You're going to use Tommy the Hawk?
Yeah, use Tommy the Hawk because he's the closer. We want to see what the final fraction is.
Are you going to, okay, the first fraction is 22.
Well, he's 57-64 first fraction.
57 what?
57.64.
Okay. Well, Tom will give you the conversion from 7.6 and just put it in the final energy. That's what I need to do. Well, now we'll see. Somebody's got to do something unusual, this horse. Maybe he ran an 83 here.
The second fraction is 58.67.
Uh-huh.
Ah, yes.
Now he's got himself in the high gear now. And
what do you that's the second fraction, nice second call.
That's the second fraction.
Good, good. That's what we're looking at. Okay, now this horse, remember how we told you he relaxed against the bar because nobody was pressing him? Well, we won't be able to do that. What's the final fraction?
We got to do 3 furlongs now. So,
well, you divide the 6, divide the 25 1 into 6, and then multiply it by 5.
What's the time?
Are you going to create an arbitrary finish time at 6 furlongs?
No, I'm just going to do a beat per second for that last.
What's the time on that last thing?
Well, it's 1:22.4 is a true time.
22 and 4. That's 82 and 4 minus 44 and 2. So the gain of 5.
Is it 5 furlong race?
7 furlong race.
82 and can somebody do that?
Yeah.
I have my computer tied up with
stuff like that. We
got 1982
and 4
minus
44.
What was the second
call?
It's
22.
See?
Final
3 furlongs. Is that right?
No,
38.
It's
got to
be
38. What's the second call? With a gain of 5. How do you do that?
Just do
the just add 50 to the distance. And then divide by 9.
We gain 5.
Divided by 38.
Divided by what?
38.2.
53.14
final fraction. 53.14?
Yeah, if you shorten it to 6 furlongs, it comes up 53.22.
Now you've got a little different story in this race. Now tell me what we had a race that was barely a 1. What is it now?
An Arca faster second than the first.
4.
How far is this one behind early? How far is Stevens today?
This one gets in.
Oh, this is the one we just did. It way behind. This one is about half a length. It was about 20, yeah, about half a length.
All those were great races. That's beginning to look like a competitive race. The first call, again, the second call, and again, the tenth.
Now it's starting to take on some aspect.
Yes, it is. It's getting better.
Getting better, Paul.
D runs them down.
No, no. This is one thing we don't want to be deceived about. You don't. This is one thing we will. If you're using feet per second, and now give me the total energy on this horse. Somebody got an energy? Define S. Do you use the variant energy? Define V and put it. And the. I'll tell you what you're going to have to do here. What's 57.64 plus 58.67 divided by 2? It's 57.
58.10,
isn't it? Something like that. Yeah, something like that. We're precise little group, aren't we?
Something like that.
Oh, I don't put anything up there.
Anyway, it's an example. It's not a real race.
Just making one, I bet on 8.
Okay, you know how to do that though. If you just do the reverse, you're getting feet per second. 58.10, you divide the number of feet in the by 58.10, and you come up with a time, which is 45.2 in regular pace. So this horse had a 45.2 second call. Or if you want to use it in feet per second, a 58.10. Right? Now let's follow this because it's very important. Well, this horse that you're saying that he's beating, he looks like he's beating. Let's take what he had.
He does
contest him. Don't think just because those things look like he's a world beater that he came on real good. He ran, okay, divide 2640 by 5953.
I'll do it.
I can write
them
for 44.35. He runs 44.1, a little over 44.1. So
yeah.
You see the difference? But he did make a move, and he did sustain that move. He made it a little late. So it's, I still don't need much more than three.
He didn't win.
You get more than three now? Still doesn't look like much more than a three to me. But he did have some competition. It's no more than an easy breezy one.
Did A win the race?
No, no.
No, actually it was won by par.
Even this prior to the race being run?
If I were to use this procedure prior to the race procedure, for those of us who it helps you, and the reason I would do it is to help you justify the validity of what he's talking about. A lot of you just want to run his numbers through. When you do something like this with our method, you'll see the validity. See why I'm so enthralled with what he's doing, because this makes it valid by our thing. A lot of you said, how do you make it valid by what we're doing?
If I just look at my readouts from phase three, can I use the figures they have for the three different fractions, even having already entered Tom's variant, can I use those figures against just the par and that's all I'd have to do?
Oh, sure. I mean, you would use the variant each one of these horses got. And when you entered him against par, it's exactly the same as you'd handicap if you'd entered against the pace of the race they were running in.
Oh, so all I have to do then is make note of par
and
compare it to the way I'm doing.
You have to learn how to create a first fraction from his par, and he'll give you a ballpark little sum on the first fraction. 45 is usually 22. What it is you take, divide it in half and subtract 2/5. Generally, all I'm doing is I'm trying to interpolate and validate what he's saying, because I think it is tremendously valid what he's doing. But I'm showing you how it can be a real fun thing and a fun thing and an adventure and a positive asset for us by putting pars through and measuring your horses against. It will certainly throw out a bunch of horses that you're not throwing out now. If you were throwing them out now, as much as you love me and I love you, none of you would be. Because you'd be making $1,000 a day. And, you know, he comes once a year to tithe and pay homage, and then we never see him again. He wins these triples day in and day out. Okay. You see the can of worms that Gwen has opened here for us? Well, you see it.
Well, then, when you determine the competitive value of a race, and any horse that comes, if that's a three, then any horse coming out of that race gets a three as far as competitive is concerned, and then you determine the length behind and so forth.
You've already told how to do that. I'm just adding a how you would take his competitive scale and all the things you've learned and handicap a race for it and show how it would automatically eliminate a bunch of contenders. They would tell you, their intellectual bent is such that they would tell you do it ahead of time, you eliminate them from this data. I'm saying that, but I know you better than they do. I know you're going to be putting in horses that you shouldn't anyway. So let the Quinn scale help you to see visually why you shouldn't put a horse. See, well, what I'm trying to defeat is this idea, hey, 12-5, he's stepping up today to 16, and he ran away with that field. But he won by 3 lengths, but they don't put in the situation of relative to today's par, of the par time. The value of those par times in fractions is a great value to everyone. Would you like to comment a little bit on this whole thing? Because it's getting... It seems deviant from what he's talking about, but to me it's very close.
If you're using this to get a competitive quality drawing.
Relative to par.
I can see what you're doing. You're looking at the relationships between what the actual horses have done in relation to par, and you can infer from their energy rate what the competitiveness of the race is like in each call.